Next, to Lebanon. Hezbollah is exchanging rocket fire with Israel. More than 60,000 people have been displaced due to hostilities in northern Israel, and 100,000 people have fled their homes in southern Lebanon. Our deputy foreign editor, Edmund Heafy, sent us this report from a government-run shelter operating out of a school in the Lebanese city of Tyre.
That's Aya. She's 12 years old. She tells me that she's not happy here, that she wants to play with her own toys in her own home. Her father Ali says that she understands why this has happened, but Aya still wants to go home. We're sitting on plastic garden chairs, the only real furniture in the tiny classroom where they now live. Across the length of one wall, they've hung their washing to dry. In one corner, they've piled their bedding high, pillows and duvets, makeshift mattresses and sheets. Maya and Ali are among those who have had to flee Lebanon's southernmost areas as Hezbollah and Israel exchange rocket fire across the border.
Well, of course, what is happening in Gaza is absolutely tragic, but it is unfortunately having broader geopolitical and regional consequences here in the Middle East, including in Jordan, and where we are here now in Lebanon. Today, I have met children who have been forced to flee from southern Lebanon.
That's Peter Power, the executive director of UNICEF Ireland. He's also visiting the shelter in the city of Tyre, which is home to five similar shelters, as Sami Al-Khoury from Save the Children explains.
In this specific shelter, there are around 250 people, and this is the case for all the five shelters in Tyre. So each shelter have around 250. The turnover rate is not that much because people actually don't have another place to go. It's a little bit overwhelming for kids, and especially because they don't know or they don't have a context of what's happening, so they are just receiving what's happening for them.
Among the 70 children at this shelter is an 18-month-old girl. Her mother, Farah, says that she and her husband did not take the decision to leave their home lightly. She is not happy here either, she tells me. But she did it for the safety of her children, so they would not have to hear the sounds of missiles and bombs. But Tyre is still on the edge of the danger zone. 2 days ago, planes flew over the shelter. Nearly 8 months after they left their homes, she had to reassure her children that they were going to be okay. But there is no end in sight.
Now, it's a dramatic escalation. Schools have been targeted, health facilities have been targeted, a UNICEF water pumping station has been targeted, and even agricultural land has been bombed with phosphorus bombs. And this has displaced over 100,000 people now who urgently need humanitarian assistance, and that's what we're here to do.
And that report was from Deputy Foreign Editor Edmund Heafy reporting from Lebanon.